LiftShare is very simply a journey matching service connecting people with empty seats with passengers looking for a lift. We've been around for just under 19 years and helped hundreds of thousands of people all over the country to share cars. In the recent strikes from last year and into next week, we're seeing a huge surge in people looking for lifts and people offering seats while they're struggling to make their way into work and back from work. People go to liftshare.com. They put in their journey they're looking to do, whether they're offering seats or whether they're looking for a lift, and it will automatically send alerts to anyone else who matches their journey, so they can very quickly find a match for that day or for that week or potentially into the future too. Typically, I was just looking at one rail fare, which was about £50 return a day, and on LiftShare, it's about £14 return. So it's a huge saving if you just share with one person. If you share with two or three, you can save even more. It's big savings. And also you end up meeting some really nice people. We've got over 500,000 people on LiftShare now, and everyone's lovely. They're all there to help each other. They're all there saving money, doing their bit for the environment, and having a much friendlier commute. Across the UK, we work with around 1,000 companies now. A lot of very large corporates, universities, hospitals, all sorts of people. And in the current strikes, a lot of those employers are facing really big challenges on helping their staff get to work. If say 20% of your staff are coming by train and they suddenly can't, there's some big problems, because not only are they struggling to get to work, but there's also not enough parking on site. So we're seeing a lot more companies now setting up LiftShare schemes or just promoting LiftShare to their staff to help them reduce the number of cars coming to site every day. We've had our own problems. We're based up in Norfolk, and we often have some transport problems. So I totally feel it. And I have lots of friends down that way who struggle every day. Some of them are being battered and even thinking about moving jobs because of the issues they've been facing over recent months with the trains. Whenever there's a crisis, people turn to sharing cars. We've had it during previous really big issues, like when we had the London bombings, lots of people started sharing cars. The volcanic ash issue, we had people sharing cars all over Europe. Previous train strikes, the floods we had last year down in the southwest. And when people start sharing, they suddenly realise it's actually really fun. It saves them lots of money. It's much more enjoyable than travelling on your own. And so when the trains are down, or if you just want to save some money just in your normal commute, it can be a really effective way to get to work. You may find during the strikes that it feels like there are lots more people looking than seeking. The reason for that is that there are so many people now looking that as soon as someone puts their journey on, it gets snapped up really quickly. So whereas normally we have a fairly even split during the strikes, we're seeing more demand than supply. So if there are people out there who are driving during the strikes, then please offer your seats to other people, because you will really help them out.